Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
This morning, Joshua chapter number 24. And again, we'll see what the Lord will give us today. And man, I enjoyed that good singing this morning. Amen. And I'm glad that I can still go free. Amen. The Lord sure is good to us today. We're undeserving of it. But He sure is good to us today. Amen. Joshua chapter number 24. And let's stand in honor and reverence to the reading of God's Word. Joshua 24. You pray for us this morning. The Bible said in verse number 14, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve you the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house," Joshua just simply says, we're going to serve the Lord. He said in verse 16, "And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, He it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for He is our God. And Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord, for He is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins if ye forsake the Lord and serve strange gods. Then He will turn and do you hurt and consume you, after that He hath done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve Him. And they said, we are witnesses. Look at verse 23. Now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. Verse 15 is a very familiar verse, but let's look at it again. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. And I want to preach on this thought with the help of the Lord for a little while today. The plea of Joshua. Father, I love you this morning, and God, I pray, Lord, that you'd help us today. I pray, God, that you'd meet each and every need of the service. I pray, God, that you'd touch our mental need and our physical need this morning, God. I pray, God, that you'd give us liberty to preach, Father. I pray, Lord, that you'd forgive us, Lord, if there's any unconfessed sin in our life, God. Help us to stand in this sacred place, Father. Lord, right with you and in fellowship with you. God, you know the need of this service, Father. You know, Lord, if there's anybody here lost. You know, Lord, if there's anybody here out of your will. And God, I pray that your will and way would be done. God, you may just need to remind us today that we need to stay, Father, steadfast in the service for you. God, we'll be careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name, that name that's above every name we pray it. Amen and amen. You can be seated this morning. When you come into the book of Joshua, man, it's an awesome book to study. And whenever you come into the book of Joshua, you'll find in chapter number 1 that Moses, the servant of the Lord, has died and left the scene. Matter of fact, the Bible said in verse number 1 of chapter number 1, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, Moses now has died off of the scene. For years, matter of fact, 40 years, Moses has led the children of Israel. God has blessed Moses and God has blessed the children of Israel. But now it has come time for the children of Israel to enter into Canaan's land. Now, without going into a great deal of detail, and you've heard me say this numerous times and preach at great length about it, Canaan land is not a type of heaven in our Bible. Canaan land is a type of the victorious Christian life and living a victorious Christian life in the Lord. And God has now prepared Joshua to step up on the scene and to lead of the children of Israel into Canaan's land. Bible said in verse number 2 of chapter number 1, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. God had already given them the land of Canaan or Canaan's land. It was up to them to cross over Jordan and to accept what God had given them. Can I say something to you this morning? I'm headed somewhere. I'll preach in just a minute. Stay with me. Can I say something to you today? God has already given us a lot. It's up to us to claim that and to live in victory. My wife and I was talking this morning and was talking last night, and we was talking about a certain situation, and I said this. I said, Leslie, I absolutely refuse to live in bitterness. I absolutely refuse to live in malice or in hate or in anger. I said, I'm just not going to live my life like that. I said, it is a battle with the flesh, but we must, according to the Bible, crucify the flesh and walk in the Spirit so we do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. God, hear me this morning, God wants you to live a victorious life. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to lay back in a great big new Cadillac every other day. I'm not preaching a prosperity gospel. But what I am saying to you this morning is God wants you to live in victory. God don't want you to walk around with your head down. God don't want you to walk around upset all the time. God don't want you to walk around battling anxiety and depression all the time. God wants you to live a victorious Christian life. God wants you to be happy and live in the blessings of God. The children of Israel has all of that right in front of them. But it was up to the children of Israel to cross over that Jordan into a victorious life. Hear me this one. I don't have none of this. I'm trying to get to the message. We might get there. We might not, but I don't have none of this wrote down, but let me say this to you this morning. It is up to you to cross over whatever is hindering you from living a victorious Christian life. You don't have to live in doubt. Somebody say amen right there. I don't walk around doubting my salvation. I know that I know that I know that I know that I'm saved today. I know that if I close my eyes in death today, I'll open my eyes in a victorious land called heaven. Amen. God don't intend for us to walk around in doubt. God don't intend for us to walk around defeated. Somebody say amen. God don't intend for us to live a despondent life. God wants us to live a victorious life, but it's up to us to cross over whatever is hindering us today. Joshua comes to this place, this Jordan, and I didn't know how this was going to go before I started, but I'm feeling pretty good about it right now. Joshua comes to this Jordan and leads those people across. Now, I want you to see something. Joshua was going across whether they went or not. Daddy said this, you can lead a mule to water, but you can't make him drink. Sometimes I've been some mules I've been around, I didn't think, Brother Lloyd, you could lead them to water. I got so tickled at him yesterday. They was talking about priming backer years ago. And Brother Robert, he said one of the boys that was with him took a dirt clot and throwed it and hit the mule in the back end. And that mule took off pulling a backer sled and tore down two rows of backer, Brother Charles. And he said the man they was working for about beat every one of them to death. You can lead a mule to water, but you can't make him drink. I can say, look, right here it is. If you'll read this book, if you'll pray, if you'll be faithful to the house of God, God will help you through your troubles in life. But it's up to you to do. It's up to you to do it. It's up to you to do it. One of the biggest things with my children beginning to grow up is this. They've always been under my wing. They've always been under my wing. But now Madeline has decided to get out from under my wing a little bit. And you know what? I'll say this to us as parents. We have to allow that to start happening every once in a while. And as hard as it is, we do. I told her mama the other night, I said, honey, we've raised her. We've tried to train her right. Now she's going to have to start making some choices. Now, I want to tell you something. The Bible said, train up a child. I'm headed somewhere. Train up a child in the way they should go. Train them up, and when they're old, they'll not depart. They'll never forget what you taught them. But she has to start making some choices on her own. Now, I want to say something to you this morning. God has a victorious Christian life for you. Joshua led them there. The preacher can only take you so far. There comes a time that you have to make the choice to go further than that. Joshua enters into Canaan's land. He enters in with the protection of the Lord, the presence of the Lord, the proclamation of the Lord, the precepts of the Lord. And he enters in with a guarantee to be successful in verse number 8 if he does what is according to the book of the law. Matter of fact, it's the only time success is mentioned in the Bible, and it's dealing with living your life according to the Bible. Chapter 24 comes around. Now, they've been through battles. Y'all don't have time for me to preach the next 22 chapters or 23 chapters. Battles has come. Battles has gone. There's still some that's molly grubbing. Y'all know, I got one and one. That's right, on that. They're still complaining. There's still some that is lollygagging around and is not completely sold out to this. So when chapter 24 comes around, Joshua decides, I'm going to make a final plea to the children of Israel. Joshua is fixing to go off the scene. Joshua has now come to the end of his life. My dad sat before me yesterday, and with tears in his eyes, here's what he said. He said, I'm on the backside of this journey now, son. We was having a very serious heart to heart. He said, I'm on the backside of this journey now, son. He said, I want to tell you something. Brother Jim, here's what he said. He said, you view life a whole lot different on this side of the journey. And Joshua has come down to the end of his life, and he makes one final plea with the children of Israel. Note what he does in chapter 24. He reminds them of how good the Lord has been to them. He reminds them of what all God has done. You've heard me say this before when it's something repeating in my Bible. The biggest part of the time I'll use a green pen, and that tells me that it's something's repeating in that chapter. And if you look in my Bible right there, Brother Robert, there's a whole of green going down through it. It's things like this. God is saying, I sent Moses. I plagued Israel. I did this. I brought you out. I brought your fathers out. I put darkness. I brought. I gave. I destroyed. I delivered you. You know what he is doing? He is doing this. He is reminding the children of Israel of what all God has done for them and how good God has been into them. Can I say to you this morning, we are a very blessed people. God has been good to us. God has blessed us. We're living in the greatest country in the world. I may not agree with everything with it, but I'm still proud to be an American. We're sitting in a beautiful auditorium today. Everything we have here is paid for. We're living in beautiful homes. We're driving nice. Somebody ought to say amen to the preacher. We're saved on our way to heaven. If you're not saved, you've got another chance to get saved. Oh yes, God's been good to us. And he reminds them of all of that. And then he makes this plea to them. Choose you this day who you're going to serve. And I want to say something to you. It's high time that we make a choice to serve God. I preached last Sunday morning on the coming of the Lord. And I believe in all of my heart it's on top of us. And if we've ever served God, it's high time that we do that. If we've ever sold out to living for Him, it's time that we do that. The plea of Joshua, number one, it's a plea. It's a plea for separation. It is a plea for separation. Look in verse number 14. The Bible said, "Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve you the Lord." I got to thinking about this. Evidently, the children of Israel, some of them, had decided to bring some of the little G-O-D-S's, the little gods from the other side of the flood, over into Canaan's land. Evidently, some of them had decided to look back to that. And here's what he says. He pleads with them to separate from the past. To separate from what was back there. Hear me. You will never walk into the future looking in the past. He makes a plea to them to separate from the past. I thought about this. He says, fear the Lord. Now therefore, fear the Lord. Reverence the Lord. That's what he's saying. We fear Him today. We reverence a holy God today. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom in Proverbs 1. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days in Proverbs 10. The fear of the Lord is a strong confidence in Proverbs 14. The fear of the Lord is the foundation of life in Proverbs 14 also. Fear the Lord, but note he says this, fear the Lord. And watch this, serve Him in sincerity and truth. I began early this morning to study that word sincerity out and listen to what I found out about it. Matter of fact, this is the first time that it is used in our Bible. We have the notion today that if you are sincere in what you do or what you believe, you are okay, and we must believe that it's all right. But that is so far from the truth. Just because you are sincere about the lie you are telling does not mean that it's right. Sincerity, the word sincere, when you study it out, it comes from a Greek word that is two words, sincera is what it is. And here's what it means, without wax. Without wax. When I first read that, I thought, well, what does that have to do with anything? But listen to what I found out about this. Potters would use wax to fill the cracks of defective pottery. You know what we're made out of, right? We're made out of clay, the dust of the ground. You would have to hold the pottery up to the light to see any flaws. If the pottery was perfect without defects or cracks, they would stamp the pottery in those days with this word, sincera. And it means that it was without wax. In other words, it means that it was without hypocrisy. It really was what they said it was. Can I say something to you today? When you hold me and you up to the light, can I say something? When you hold us up to the light, He is the light of the world. They do see defects. But hear me and hear me well. When we sacrifice ourselves to Him and we place ourselves on the altar and we die to ourselves so we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh, can I say something? At that moment, we arise new in Him. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. I'm not living anymore. Yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. When I choose to separate from myself, I wish you'd hear me preach this morning. When I choose to separate from my desires, when I choose to separate from my wants, and I live my life to Him, then and only then am I serving in sincerity. And when you hold me up to the light, then you do not see me. You do not see my flaws. You do not see my mistakes. Oh, but you see the Father, Son living through me. It was a plea to serve in sincerity. It was a plea for separation. It's life on your own. You will be miserable. The money won't buy you happiness. They just sung about it. Amen. I've never been sorry. Number one, it's a plea for separation. Number two, it's a plea for surrender. And I really preached all morning to get right here. It is a plea for surrender. Look what he says in verse number 15. He says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you'll serve. It's a plea for surrender. I looked that word surrender up in an 1828 Webster's dictionary this morning, and here's what I found out it means. To yield. Listen to me now. To give up oneself into the power of another. To give up oneself into the power of another. Can I tell you something that I don't like? I don't like quitters. I don't like quitters. And can I tell you something? I don't like men. Well, let me just back up and rephrase it. They're not men. I don't like limp-wristed sissies that just give up to everything. But can I say something else? If we're going to live a life like we're supposed to live, we have to give up. Oh, you say, preacher, that don't make a lick of sense. It don't to the world. Brother Brian, we have to give up. We have to allow His will to become our will. I'll never forget, and you've heard me say this before, but I'll never forget one Sunday morning. We had first moved in down here, and I had down at the house, I had a little desk in the basement. And matter of fact, I think it was before we even finished half the basement. I was down there studying one morning, and I got done studying. I came up to the church, and I was fixing to pray. And whenever I got up here, Miss Leslie called, and she said, "Honey, you need to come home." And I said, "I can't come home. I got to pray." She said, "No, you need to come home right now." And I said, "Well, what's wrong? Something wrong with one of the girls?" "No, there's a mouse in the trap." I said, "I ain't got time to come home and get no mouse out of no trap. You get the mouse out of the trap, throw it outside. I got to pray." She said, "I really wish you." I said, "I ain't got time to come home, get no mouse out of no trap. I got to pray." Click. Yeah, I didn't give up, bless God. I wear the pants up in this house. Somebody say amen right there. Well, I just preached about limp-wristed sissies just a second ago. I said, "Now, Lord, I need you this morning. Lord. Hey, Lord. He said, you call your wife back. Better than that, you just walk down there and tell her you're sorry and get that mouse out the house. I walked down there, I got that mouse, I throwed it out of the house, and I said, sorry. Lord, you need to go back down there and talk to her again. I thought, Lord, are you with me? What did I have to do? I had to give up. I had to throw in the towel. I had to surrender myself to him. That's hard. That's hard. Especially for a man, that's hard. We don't want to give up to nobody. We don't want to give up to nobody. I remember one day, and he may be watching our live feed this morning, but I remember one day me and Brooke Pruitt was cutting logs, and he had a skidder, and I was helping him, and a chainsaw got stuck, got pinched, and Brother Doug, I told him, I said, listen, I said, just let me grab another, and record. I told him, I said, we'll cut it out. And he said, all right. So I grabbed another, and he grabbed it out of my hand, and guess what he done with it? He got it stuck too. And I said, well, hold on. I said, we can get this out, and he said, I'm going to get it out. And he jumped in that skidder and he backed up to that gravel. He grabbed that log and he drug that log and both of them chainsaws out of the side of the hill, and there was pieces of that chainsaw laying everywhere. And we got up to the top and I said, man, you got it out, didn't you? He said, yeah, I got it out. I told you I was going to get it out. You know, that's the way we are as men a lot of times. No, I'm going to figure this out, and we do. But what happens is we leave a mess strode all over the hillside. Oh, we got it figured out. Oh, we got it fixed, didn't we, Brother Lloyd? I mean, we're big and bad, and we took care of it. But boy, what a mess it is. Now homes are busted all to pieces. Kids are thrown back and forth. But we got it fixed. You know what he said? He said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. You know what he is saying to us? He's saying this, there must come a time that we surrender. You know what Jesus did that night in the Garden of Gethsemane? He said, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, at that moment, he surrendered. Not my will, but thine be done. I hope you're hearing the preacher this morning. Surrender. Joshua tells them to make up their minds and to choose whom they will serve. The word choose indicates a once and for all choice. When you study it out, it indicates a once and for all. He's saying once and for all. What you give it to the Lord and dedicate your life to him. I thought about this. In our mind, we say, well, preacher, I'm not serving other gods. Choose you this day whom you'll serve, whether the gods which your father served. I'm not serving other gods. But the truth of the matter is we all have other gods in our life. When it takes place of the house of God, now I understand sometimes we have to work. I completely understand that. We've got a lot of people in fire and EMS and law enforcement. I completely understand all those things. But hear me and hear me well. A lot of times we allow things to become gods in our life. What he is saying to us is this, that we are to choose him once and for all. James says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Some people, they serve God one day. They're wanting to do exactly what God wants one day. And the next day, it's their will. They're not interested in God's will. They'll pray for God's will, but their mind's already set in what they're supposed to be. So they're really not. Did anybody hear what I just said? They'll pray for the Lord's will, but their mind's already set in what they want. So they're not going to listen to the Lord's will. Let me read you a couple things. Here's what one writer said. Use your life to live for Christ. Hayden Robinson said this. You will invest your life in something, or you will throw it away on nothing. You will invest your life in something, or you'll throw it away on nothing. Why not invest it in the Lord? President Reagan. What a president. President Reagan said in his second inaugurational address in 1984, America was founded by people who believed God was their rock of safety. I recognize that we must be cautious in claiming that God is on our side, but I think it's all right to keep asking if we are on His side. Are you on the Lord's side? Joshua proclaims, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." This should be the motto of every individual that claims to be a Christian. Barbara Bush said, "Success doesn't depend on what happens in the White House, but what happens at your house." Can I say that again? I handed Brother Matt the microphones this morning. It was a red, white, and blue one. And he said, "Are we being patriotic?" I said, "Yep." I'm fixing to quote Reagan and Bush both. Success doesn't depend on what happens at the White House. It depends on what happens at your house. You have to learn to surrender. Joshua was steadfast to the end and is a great example to us as a believer. Much of Christianity in the United States is characterized by worldliness, waywardness, willfulness, wandering, wastefulness, wickedness, whimpering, worry, and wickedness. And can be traced to believers who have not made a determined, decisive decision to dedicate themselves to the Lord Jesus Christ and to serve Him courageously, consistently, and continually. The message of Joshua was given over 3,400 years ago, but it is still a good for us today. God, help us to be like men such as Jonathan Edwards, who resolved that all men should live for the glory of God, that whether others do or not, he would. Joshua makes a plea to surrender. Joshua makes a plea to separate. Come start playing softly. Joshua makes a plea to be steadfast. To be steadfast. Listen to what he said. Verse number 22. "And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourself that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve Him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now therefore, put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord God of Israel will we serve, and his voice will we obey. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." Can I say it again? Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Leslie and I was talking yesterday. We was talking about Brother Brian and Miss Tina. It wasn't bad for the most part. They didn't hardly anybody catch that. Said it wasn't bad for the most part. But we was talking about Brother Brian and Miss Tina. And I can say this about several people sitting in this room, but that was the topic of our conversation. And here's what I said. I said, "Brother Brian and Miss Tina, as far as I can remember, it was the first couple to join the church after Leslie and I took the church." And I said, "You know what, Leslie, as I look back over 15 years, I can honestly say that they've never caused us the first problem. They've just always been in their place, willing to do whatever there is that they can do to be a blessing, just whatever it is." Now again, I can say that about several, so don't nobody get mad, okay? They was the topic of our conversation. Can I tell you, can I give you a Bible verse for that? "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." You're fixing to make a decision. Our life is made up of decisions. Miss Leslie hates making decisions. She hates it. I've talked about whenever it's time to get another vehicle, I just start pointing vehicles out. "What do you think about that?" "Oh, that's ugly. X. What do you think about that?" "Well, that's all right. Question. Oh, I like that. Check." I call Brother Keith up. I say, "Hey, man, here's what I'm looking for. Can you find it?" "Yeah, I'll let you know. I find it." I just bring it home, Brother Brian. There it is. What do you think? Well, how much did it cost? No matter. It's already yours, baby. That tag come off your other vehicle. It ain't here no more. Decisions. Our life is made up of decisions. We decided to get out of the bed this morning. We decided to fix our hair. Some of us that's got hair to fix. We decided whether or not to brush our teeth this morning. I sure hope you brushed yours. We decided whether or not to put deodorant on. We decided whether or not to put some more. Wait a minute. Some of y'all decided whether or not to put some war paint on. I'm glad some of y'all did, and some of the rest of y'all go back and visit the war paint cabinet. I'm just picking. Our life is made up of decisions. That's what it's made up of. We're going to decide which door to go out. You're going to decide whether to shake my hand, whether to hug my neck, whether to bump my hand, whether to say, hey, I love you, preacher, it's good preaching today, and walk out the door. Our life is made up of decisions. You can say you don't like making decisions all you want to. You're making a decision by saying you don't like to make decisions. You're fixing to make a decision. Number one, if you're lost, you're fixing to make a decision on whether or not you're going to get saved. Number two, if you're saved and you're not where you need to be with the Lord, you're fixing to make a decision on getting your heart right with Him. Once and for all, choose. Once and for all, I'm in. Come what may, I'm in. I'm going with God. When I look back, when they look back in chapter 24, and they saw how good the Lord had been to them and how much God had blessed them, they was reminded of the blessings of God. You know what they said? We're going with Him. And boy, I'm going to tell you what, when I look back over my life, over 43 years of nothing but the bountiful blessings of God in my life, He didn't have to save me. Every one of us sitting in this room today, or to be in hell with our back broke. I skipped half the message. We're stopping where the Lord says stop. We deserve hell. That's the only thing we deserve. But God loved us so much that He gave. Matter of fact, if you'll come tonight, I'll preach on John 3:16 if God don't change my mind. He gave us His Son. He that knew no sin became sin. The spotless Lamb of God took our sin on Him that day. He looked down through the scope of time and He saw every mistake I would make. He saw every time I would fail Him. He saw every time I'd miss the mark. I'm probably the worst Christian in this room today. I probably fail God more than anybody in here. But Brother Josh, he looked down through time and saw that. And he still was willing to go to Calvary and not just die for our sins, but to have his garments ripped from him. All his dignity stripped from him that day. Have a crown of thorns placed upon his head. To be beat with a cat of nine tails. To his bowels gush from within. Read Psalms 22. And his bones stared at him. He could see his bones that day. He was willing to do that for me and for you. And when I think about that, boy, the least thing I can do is say, as for me. First of all, as for me. Before I say my house, as for me. Where's the men today that says, as for me first. You'll never lead your family godly if you're not living godly. As for me, when I look at what God's done for me, oh, the least I can do is serve Him. As for me and my house, we're just going to serve the Lord. There's been some dark days. I don't talk about our personal life. I faced the darkest days of my life this year already. But through it all, He's never let me down, Brother Tim. He's never forsaken me. He's never walked away from me. He's been there every time, even though I've left Him, even though I failed Him. Every time, Brother Josh, and I've went back, He's always been there. And the least thing I can do is say, as for me, I'm just going to serve the Lord. I'm just going to stay with Him. I'm just going to stay with the church. I'm just going to stay with this blessed old book. I'm just going to serve Him.